Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The historical fiction novel Captive Bride has been called more than just a good book or an entertaining read. It's a literary masterpiece. A first-time author, Marjorie Hersham, wrote Captive Bride based upon the stories her father related during their family Sunday dinners. Marjorie was born in the island of Guam. She left at the age of 9 with her mother, 3 younger siblings as well, to escape the impending Japanese attack on the island. After a 7-day journey aboard a Boeing Clipper, the family was reunited with their father in San Francisco. As a child and after coming to the U.S., Sundays became the time for entertaining friends and family after church. Marjorie's father would begin his storytelling during the dessert and after. It was this tradition where the family would hear the story of Maria, Nathan, the others mentioned in the book. She was mesmerized and vowed that one day she would share the story with her children and others, and she has. Based on her family's true story, an incredible journey of faith, survival, and courage, a novel so powerful one review says it deserves a good film treatment, Captive Bride by Marjorie Hersham, and she joins us on This Week in America. Marjorie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much.
I really enjoy this story, and let's go back to these Sunday dinners. I get the impression you rushed through dinner so it would be dessert time and time for the story at the end of the meal. What was it like with the stories your father would told that really mesmerized you as a child?
Actually, it was mesmerizing for everybody. They would just sit and listen and pretty soon then question everything. After he finished his story, he would answer a lot of questions. And so a lot of this was my dad who added so much of the color to the story that we were able to find out a little bit more about who we were and who our grandparents were and where they came from. So it was a really wonderful time. Everyone was mesmerized by this.
You said that it sort of created a strong bond at that point, a strong connection to the stories that you were hearing. What was it that got you so interested in not only enjoying the stories, but going back, doing your own separate research, and then writing the book Captive Bride? What was it that made you feel connected to your ancestors?
The fact that I belong there.
Yes.
My ancestors were close-knitted people. They were people that did just exactly what we were doing on Sundays, having dinner and sharing stories of various types. About each other, because my grandfather himself was a ship captain. He built his own ship, and he was the one that met my Bonin grandmother and brought her back to Guam. So our grandfather Herrero was the one who really began these journeys that gave us these wonderful, wonderful stories that my father, who learned many, many things from him, as well as from his own father. And it just carried on to all of us. And it was just a tradition that we all would come together during holidays, but mostly on Sundays. Every Sunday, someone would be there for dinner. And pretty soon there would be more than someone. And it just turned into a traditional thing in our family to have dinner on Sundays. We'd meet all there after church. And it was just one of those family things that you look at, or think about Thanksgiving and Christmas when you go home for the first time after a long time. So that's what it was, just a lot of chatter going on. And when Dad talked, everyone stopped.
He definitely had your attention. And the result of those after dinner discussions, the book Captive Bride, Marjorie Hersham, H-E-R-S-O-M, is the author and the guest. And you decided to write the story. Did you have any idea? This is a novel based on historic fact, and I emphasize fact because you really went back and did the research, and we'll talk about doing that and all the people you had helped in doing the research and making sure that this was accurate. But when you started this project, did you have any idea it would be this involved? Because this really was it's great storytelling on your part, and the research is there.
No, I did not have any idea that this was going to be like it is now. I wrote the story because my husband and I are both in our late 80s, and I wanted to leave something behind for my family to remember us by. And that's one of the reasons for the book, was to write the book so that the children would see who we, who I was, where I came from, and what it was like. So it was just a natural situation for me to step into that arena to be able to write a story for my family. And we have a big family, so it's, I guess they were the ones that sold all the books.
Well, it's nice. If you're going to be a first-time author, choose a large family, an extended
That's
family,
right.
to make sure that you get some sales out of this. The main character in the book, is Captive Bride, is Maria.
Maria?
Talk about her. She's a fascinating, yes. You begin at age 15. Well, give us a little bit of background on Maria.
Well, I can say that Maria is typical of most young women at 15 in the islands, living in the islands. And even those of us who live in small towns, we are pretty naive about life. And we see things in a different perspective than we would if we were married and older. So with Maria, we live in a romantic type of world, and that's what she was living with as far as Joaquina, her aunt, was concerned, because her aunt was also the same age, 17, and Maria was 15, and they were very close. So Maria looked up to her aunt, and that was where she saw the romanticism of the life that we lived in on the islands. And basically, I grew up here in the United States, so all of this was because of my grandparents and my mother and dad and the family members that remained to teach me about this. But we were naive about life, about love, about everything. And so with Maria, she was one of those kinds of children, 15 years old, still part woman, part girl. Not quite old enough to know all the details, but she did because Joaquina told her. The thing that struck me as Maria and I are mates, I would say. She was strong. She was determined. She was stubborn. She was lovely. Mark that off. I didn't mean that I was part that way. But she really was determined to do things that were right, and she wanted to follow all the rules of the house. And she didn't by just going to the ship. So it's Maria is typical of most of us, and really me, because I was that way as a young 15-year-old girl. Very romantic, thoughtful thoughts, and I fell in love with all the movie stars, just like all 15-year-old girls do at that time. I don't know what happens today. I've fallen out of love of all of those things.
Well, it's interesting because Maria was really relatable. Obviously, that was part of the fascination, as you could see in a young Maria, a young Marjorie, as your dad was telling the stories. We go back to 1843, you talk about in the book, kidnapped or life would never be the same after that. And you talk about that experience. And then let's talk about another main character in the book. That's Nathaniel.
Yes.
This young man is, they marry, but he a fascinating background. I mean, he's a man that left everything right here in the U.S. and went to this small island to live.
Well, it was kind of interesting. During that time, you had many whalers going from the East Coast to the West Coast and up and down the West Pacific Islands and down into the Southern Pacific areas. They were adventurous. And he was at that age that, well, I still have life and I want to go out and see what's going on. So he became a sailor. And he really wasn't much of a sailor. He had to learn while he was on board ship. And these are all whalers, and they were headed for the Aleutian Islands to be able to pick up some whales and make some money on them, and that was what he thought to do. And when he did do this, he was on the way to Hawaii, to the Hawaiian Islands, which they know at that time was Sandwich Islands, and he shot himself or something, and he had to have surgery, and so they had to leave him in Honolulu. And while he was there, he met four other men. These people were also looking for excitement and adventure. And one of those men was Mateo. He was the father. He was the one that captured Maria. But Nathaniel was a very honest and upstanding young man, and very, very religious. So he was doing something that was totally out of his realm of things. And, you know, he never went back to the United States after he left. He was 22 years old. He died at the age of 47, I think is what it was. And, 87. Pardon? 87? 87. Well, I'm at that age, so that makes it good. I have another couple years to go. So anyway, I just think that with Maria and her situation, and with Nathaniel with his situation, as soon as he saw her after she was brought to the island, he had a feeling for her, never showing it to her, but he knew that this lady was something to him, and she was just a child. So he was very honest with himself and stayed pretty much away. But the man, Mazzaro, was very, very, very bad. He was known by everyone throughout the Pacific that he was a very bad abuser of women and a user of children. So it was one of those things that happened to her. She had no idea what was going to happen when he took her to the ship to see her aunt off. He put her into a cabin and locked her in and told her not to answer the door, not to do anything. So a lot of that is not in the story, but that's what happened. So my dad made this story look great. So you wanted to hear more and more and more. So that's where Nathaniel Saver, what became a wonderful leader. He led the whole group of people. They ended up with quite a number of people on the island of Bona. He became the trustee that he took care of their money. People wrote letters to him talking about how great he was and how he was so honest that they could leave their money at his front door and no one would ever take it, and he would take care of it for them until they came back. So he was that kind of a man, a very honest, upright man, and a very that turned out to be a very fruitful man. They had 10 children. So after Mazzaro died of syphilis, Maria married Nathaniel, and they had a wonderful life together until he died. They had 10 children. He loved her dearly, and with Maria the way she was, she was just a young woman at 40-something when she passed away. So she left a legacy.
Yeah, and Nathaniel and Maria are your great-great-grandparents, and the story unfolds. Yes, yeah. The story unfolds in the book Captive Bride. This is a novel based on historic fact, critically acclaimed book, Captive Bride. The guest on This Week in America, the author, Marjorie Hersom, H-E-R-S-O-M, and her website is marjoriehersombooks.com. Of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Marjorie's website. Books available at Amazon as well. You can get information on the book there as well. It's interesting, the process that you went through. I mentioned the research. Your husband was very supportive. Your family was very supportive. You really went back and did extensive research on this, trying to figure out the people, the language. Even I understand you read a book or two on whaling to make sure that you understood exactly what that was. It's almost like going back and living in that time, wasn't it? Did it feel like that for you?
It was fun. Yes, it was pretty close to feeling like I was there putting my toes in the water and doing the things that they did. And today we still see some of the members of the Savory family. We've been to two family reunions since we found out they were here in the United States. It was really wonderful. So we've gone to two family reunions and met our relatives that we hadn't known existed until this book. It's been awesome.
What has the experience been like for you? You knew the stories going in. You were able to take those and really explore them in writing the book. Did you find out things about yourself and family as you were going through this process?
Oh, yes. There are a lot of things that even my husband, who's not married into this family, I mean, he married into this family 67 years ago, and he's learned a lot from it too. But it's so you do find out that you are similar to these people. That they're, my goodness, I could have been walking their walk, and they're, the way that they raised their children, the way they lived, the way everything that was denoted into the in the book was similar to what I had experienced. So some of the chapters of the book have things that I actually experienced myself, so that I can make it more viable for your reader.
Yes.
For my reader. So, for instance, just for a moment, the typhoon in Guam, the typhoon in Bonin was very, very major, and you could see the goats running up the hills trying to find shelter. And that happened, and I was one of those two children, or I was carried by one of our people that worked for us, and my brother was carried up that same hill that I was talking about in the book. It was actually my memory that I wrote about the typhoon, and I remember to this day how it felt with the rain coming down. It was really, it started, and it was very sharp, sharp rain, and you've probably experienced that where you're living as well. When the rain comes down, it sometimes is very soft, but most of the times when it's stormy, it's sharp like needles. And that happened in this story, because it would happen to me, and so I put it in the story.
And the book is very descriptive as you go into detail. The book is Captive Bride. A couple minutes left. I'm going by very, very quickly on the program. I know you've had presentations, you've had response from people. What kind of response are you getting? What type of feedback? I'm assuming people are going, that's a great story, and maybe they start wondering a little bit about where they came from and wonder if they've got a story like Marjorie has in their past.
Well, thank you for asking that question. I've had a lot of comments, and most of them have been extremely positive, and yet they love them. People say, well, when is the next book coming out? Are you going to get the other book out? That's one of the questions they ask me. And, I didn't want to put the book down. Why did you write such as, it should have been more, that there is more to the story. So when is the book coming out? And that's the biggest question I get from most people that have read the book. And I can't put the book down was another one. And it was just kind of neat to hear that. I didn't realize that others would see it that way. And yet I still wonder why. It's just it was a story that we lived with, that I lived with as a child. So it's kind of a neat thing.
Well, you did.
Everyone, and yes, they've gone out looking for their own,
yes,
own back.
You did such an excellent job developing the characters. They're all very relatable. So even if you don't know these people, it does make for a great story. The one review said would make a good motion picture. I could see this being a motion picture.
Well, I was told that several times too, and yes, it could be if they took the right chapters.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I hope that happens. Now, I'm going to ask the question everybody else asks. First-time author, will we see Marjorie become a second-time author?
Yes.
Good.
I'm trying to get a sequel done so that the book ends leaving you with more. You want more. And I needed to put the book back into production again so that I can continue the story to finish it completely so that everyone is satisfied with the results.
This started with you sitting around the dining table and your father telling stories. I understand that's still something that you do with family members. You sit around on Sunday and you tell stories.
Yeah, that's right.
What is the response from the new generation that's sitting at the table? Do you look in their eyes and see they're as mesmerized by these stories as you were at that age?
Well, our children love the book, and so they are the ones that sold the book. my sons, they're out books, and my daughters were hustling the book. My sister was hustling the book, so thank goodness for them.
Well, it is an excellent book, as I say, a novel based on historic fact, the critically acclaimed book Captive Bride by Marjorie Hersom. That's Hersom. Her website is MarjorieHersomBooks.com. Book, of course, available at Amazon. And you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Marjorie's website. This has really been fun. A pleasure having an opportunity to read about Captive Bride. I mentioned this was a first-time author, you working with Strat Advertising on this. How has that experience been for you?
I enjoy it. I really enjoyed my contacts. We've spent hours on the phone laughing, so I guess they're doing a good job.
And I'm sure from a guidance standpoint, especially a first-time author, they were there and really got you going in the right direction. And the result is a book that everybody has fallen in love with.
Yes, yes. Thank you for that. I really have enjoyed working with the people at Strat. They're very, very nice people to work with.
And
fun.
And that's the main thing. It can be a tedious process, and it's made fun when you're working with the right people, especially knowledgeable right people. The book, once again, is Captive Bride, Marjorie Hersom, H-E-R-S-O-M, the author and our guest on the program. Marjorie, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent book, great book. Looking forward to a sequel. Hopefully we can talk about it. Thank you for sharing your story with us on the program today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book is Captive Bride, Marjorie Hersom. Her website, MarjorieHersomBooks.com. And, of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.